This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
Eh, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
This episode is sponsored in part by Intuit. Intuit is helping prepare students to go from classrooms to careers in LA. Their job readiness program empowers students with financial literacy and entrepreneurial skills by giving them hands-on experience to develop the tools they need to succeed. Nationwide, they've already assisted over 500,000 students and are on track to help 3 million more by 2024. Learn how Intuit is helping students in LA build a brighter future at intuit.com/job readiness.
What's that place you've always wanted to try?
Well, you're there, sharing plates with
just one bite.
Or on second thought,
maybe not sharing. It's that good.
When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast looking back on this day in the history of rock. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is June 17th, and we remember the lead singer with bands like Mike and the Mechanics and Sad Cafe, Paul Young, who was born on this day in 1947. Paul sadly died of a heart attack back in 2000. And we send 75 birthday bumps to someone who's fronted Journey and Santana and played with the Ringo Starr and his all-star band, Greg Rowley. He is 75 today. But for our story, we go back 50 years to 1972, when a song about a 19th century artist shot to number one.
Starry, starry night.
Yes, on this day in 1972, Don McLean secured his first number one single in the UK with Vincent. Written, of course, about Vincent van Gogh, the song is now played daily at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. I wonder what the royalties he gets for that is. Anyway, Vincent hit the top spot here in Britain a few months after his anthem American Pie was released and only topped out at number two. Now, I was lucky enough to interview Don last year, and here's a short snippet from that interview.
And your music and the melodies that you create does transcend, because obviously you've been covered by so many different artists from different genres. Famously, we've already mentioned Perry Como and Elvis Presley, but then there's the likes of Madonna and Tupac loves Vincent and all this sort of stuff. I mean, it's just incredible how your music writing kind of transcends everything.
But you have to study, you have to learn, you know, you have to discipline yourself in order to, I'm not a smart guy. I'm a sort of an idiot in a way. You know, I kind of have things come in on my head, and the other time I'll do something, you know, I'm a savant of some sort. I couldn't win at Jeopardy. I can't win at Scrabble. I don't play games, you know, but I have these notions that come to me and these ideas that come to me, and I know exactly what to do. And I knew exactly where I was going when I started in 1968. I had to be on the Hudson River with Pete Seeger. I had to be in the middle of this whole thing that was going on. And I was with him, and this was when the anti-war thing. And he was always being watched by the FBI constantly. So they were watching me too. I'd be in basements, you know, singing at anti-war rallies, and there'd be FBI all over the place. And I was fascinated with this. You know, I was just on this journey, and it was music and it was politics. I never had a hit before, so I didn't really know what a hit was. The hits were for the Beatles and for other people. I wasn't in that part of show business. All I wanted to do was make albums. I wanted to make beautiful albums like Tapestry. And I didn't care who put them out, you know, and I knew there were people. I mean, Pete Seeger put 50 albums out on Folkways Records and nobody ever bought, but they were fabulous. You know, the Gazette and all these different songs, Sodbuster ballads. Oh, Lord, I learned so much about history and about music and about working people. This is the wonderful thing about folk music, is that it's not entertainment as such. It was younger generation that later became the 60s generation that marched in the streets and made changes.
Don McLean there. You can hear the full interview, including all the talk about his anthem American Pie, on episode 56 of Vintage Rock Pod. Well, that's it for June 17th. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about Fleetwood Mac's first and only number one hit back in 1977. So until then, take care.
This episode is sponsored in part by Intuit. Intuit is helping prepare students to go from classrooms to careers in LA. Their job readiness program empowers students with financial literacy and entrepreneurial skills by giving them hands-on experience to develop the tools they need to succeed. Nationwide, they've already assisted over 500,000 students and are on track to help 3 million more by 2024. Learn how Intuit is helping students in LA build a brighter future at intuit.com/job readiness.
You made it. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of this place where the kids aren't asking for the Wi-Fi.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
All treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.